Sunday on One Poem Only. I'm Maggie Devers. The poems from this week held together in one place.
A baptism. The way a fire eats a mountain, comes rushing down a ridge, out of control. Like when you ran down a hill and couldn't slow your legs without tumbling over yourself headfirst. The way you felt sublimely alive when you sat up, spitting grass, to pull that first clean breath. Feel your heart beat out your ears and pulse to the strawberry on your knee. The realization that the moment you surrendered completely, you felt like you were flying. On the way down, soaring feels the same as falling. And ash cleanses like water when you know how to use it. By Maggie Devers. Words don't even flow to me anymore. I think tiredness got me. The source has gotten stabbed, strangled. I think I'm getting tired having been let to storm and bleed it out, pouring this heart soft out. In your arms, on your chest, now to your touch. Oh, much prefer evaporate, condense away, precipitate a mile away. I'm already boiling inside. Would not need much but meet the fire. Your calming touch, to light it all haze out of sight. Tear up and down, burn it all out. All hot-blooded, as cold as ice. I'd float the air, everywhere you aren't. I'd rain on you. I'd rain on you hot flashes of light, flooding you high. But this ardent sea, hole into me, would do no worse as warm you up. Oh, just enough. Cuddle you up, snuggle you in, wish you a sweet dream, and ease you up. Right into sleep, kiss you goodnight, lull you gently, whole against me. By Lisa Leguia Dare.
The Return of Titans. The last leaf of autumn falls, striking the door like a match, lighting our world with the magic from a distant universe. We watch the spirits pass us by at the window, our breath fogging the glass as the archaic creatures pad past, shepherding their kind to safety while the world sleeps through December, January, and February. Karen, the goose, who slides through the air like a knife, blotting out the sky with a quilt of murmuration of different birds as they migrate to warmer winds. Tuber, the bear, who buries beetles, boil-skinned frogs, and his brethren, ushering them to sleep. Psyche, the wolf, who suns in the graveyards. Her golden eyes roll sleepily like the sun across the horizon as she watches the herds and flocks pass by. She and her kin practice mercy on these long nights, giving them a dignified death with their teeth, instead of a demise in the shadow of their families. My favorite is Elpenor, the elk. The world heralds his return, the air filling with thunder as he uproots from his dimension to ours. His antlers rise over the withered woods like a crown, grazing the sky as he strides out into the open, with deer, quail, foxes, and other creatures in tow. The men scold the giant deer for taking not only the wildlife away, but women too. A symbol of the balance between fragility and strength. Woeful women have asked Elpenor to take them on his odyssey by shearing off their hair until they are left with downy heads, like that of fawns. Elpenor whisks them away, taking them to cities, to towns, wherever happiness finds them. It was only this year that I learned that the Lord gives his does, as they are called, a knife, hewn from an antler shed of his children. I saw it one day on my mother's belt, and now I have found a mystery where I used to be whole, a magic that I now possess. By Kate M. Sine. Sunday Ritual. Residing in her pink robe, the one with the acrylic zipper in the front and the unnecessary homemaker-like lace at the collar. She sets her matching orthopedic slippers to the side
and kneels over the basin, like praying to deities of Arm & Hammer baking soda and Heinz vinegar. She bends and begins passionately scrubbing, invoking the tool of her gods, a hard bristle brush, in the aid of her task, mumbling in tongues over and over, watching all that built up give way. Her muscles fight exhaustion and residue, the grout of the tiles keeping her in a tepid sweat. I faithfully observe this private Sunday performance, now, watching her lean back, to rest on her heels, then stretch for her cigarette, it ashing down her front. The faults of ceaseless muscles trembling from rest, inspiring her to never stop. Falling to the lace collar of her robe, an ember slowly burns. She is unmoved. Looking to the water-damaged ceiling, her eyes close. Smoke aims from her mouth to the broken exhaust fan. The full billow dissipates to a thin fume as she pulls once more, and with the remainder of her smoke, kneels forward, blessing the dingy basin, enriching it in smoky prayer, alongside the delicate sacrifice of polyester burning steadily, wider and wider, against her bosom. By Evian Roberts. Prince of Marble, I've put you on a pedestal for some reason. One day it was there, and I put you up. It looked right. I've made you a statue of marble and gold, shining in the dark. The moon looks dull compared to you, glowing in the sun. That's learning how to look golden from you. I've made you immortal by creating an image that will live in my mind, in the universe. I've made you a thought that flies through galaxies, like a beam of light, carrying a message. I've written poems, dozens over dozens, one longer than the other, one saying less than the other, and all of them screaming to be heard, doing their best to express my inner world. I've filled a whole book with you, so I can put it on the shelf with things dear to me. I could fill another 100, but I would be repeating myself, and I wouldn't get tired of it, of reliving every moment, remembering every word, feeling every glance of yours again. The glance I longed for that strongly, that I wished for a different version of our lives, one on the surface of this ocean of dreams, on the land that means certainty. But that would mean giving up myself. I almost sold my voice to be able to walk with you. But I knew you would never see me the way I wished for so long. And I wouldn't want to kill your happiness by wishing for mine to come true. What if I'm only in love with a statue? With an idea? With an illusion? With a dream? I will leave my ocean, but not to be with you. I will travel the world with the birds and the waves of the sea. The dolphin will carry me to unknown shores until I've seen everything. Until the laughs of a child will make me immortal as well. I'll watch over you and your princess as you sail on. My tears will stream home, and I will feel human and love. I'll kiss her on the forehead. I'll wave at you and smile. And though I'm not the sea foam, I'm part of the blue sky. By Ari Tungslotter. Icebox Woes. This freezing and thawing do-si-do, the outdoors has frosted over. Ice falls often, putting the Iceman of history in balmy palms, though I hear the sunshine is dim in the panhandle. A chuck roast whose rump is frozen, rock salt sprinkling. If this is dinner, I will screech on pass. By Jackie. Women of Stardust and Soil. We start as stardust and then soil we become. Underneath our feet the bones sing of so many women before us. Their whispers form tendrils, winding up to tip into your ear. Their stories will not be forgotten as the earth holds their proof of life. When their voices rose in anger and defiance, women labeled as witches, spinsters, other, lesser than. The control men forced upon us and continued to resurrect, born of fear and carefully tilled hatred. The women of today, born of stardust with the soil, singing under our feet. We will not be quiet. Our voices will be a cacophony. By Steph Patterson.
Thank you for listening, poetry lover. If you'd like a poem each day in your inbox, subscribe on Substack and Patreon to get a copy of my book, plus episodes from my audiobook.